The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Haboim, today we're going to be learning Siman Nun Ches, the end of Hilchos Reach, the halachos of making a bracha on a nice smell. Let's see the Kitzer Halacha Tes. Hayu lefanav peri hameriach. Someone had in front of him a fruit that gives off a nice smell. Ve'atze besamim, and a fragrance that comes from a tree. Ve'isve besamim, and a fragrance that comes from vegetation. Umine besamim, and he has other types of fragrances that don't come from vegetation. Let's say it comes from an animal like musk. Mivarech al kalechad bracha haruyolo. He makes on each one the appropriate bracha. The Kitzur here lists four types of reach, four types of fragrances. It could come from a fruit, on which one makes the bracha ashenasen reach tov v'peiros. That was in Halacha Beis earlier. He could have the some fragrances that come from an eitz, from a tree. That was in Halacha Gimel. He could have fragrances that come from vegetation, from herbs. That was in Halacha Dalet. And he could have fragrances that come from none of the above, again, like from an animal, like musk. That was in Halacha Hay. So if he has different types of fragrances, he makes each respective bracha on that fragrance, on the fruit, on the fragrance from a tree, from the vegetation, or from, let's say, an animal source. The Kitzur says, Umakdim levarich tchila al haperi. He first would make the bracha on the fruit. If he has a nice smelling fruit, that would be the first type of besamim, the first type of fragrance he would make the bracha on. Ve'achar kach al ha'etz. Afterwards, he would make the bracha on the besamim that come from the tree. Ve'achar kach al isvei besamim. Afterwards, he would make the bracha on the besamim that come from vegetation, from herbs. Ve'achar kach al mine besamim. Afterwards, he would make the bracha on the besamim that come from a non-vegetable source, like an animal source, for example. The Kitzur is saying an idea here that the more specific the bracha is, that would give it kedima, that would give it precedence in the order of which one would make the bracha. So the most specific bracha in the halachos of making a bracha on fragrances is a bracha on a fruit, the bracha on a good-smelling fruit. So if you have a good-smelling fruit, you would make the bracha on that first. In the order of kedima, the order of precedence, the next order of precedence would go to something that comes from a tree. After that, it's something that comes from vegetation. And the lowest order in the order of making the bracha is the general bracha, bar yamine besamim, which is made on fragrances that are not from fruits or trees or vegetation sources. This is similar to the halachos in making a bracha on food. We talked about in Siman Nun Hey that there is an order of kedima, an order of what foods have precedence in making a bracha. The first, highest precedence to making a bracha on food is on bread, the bracha of hamotzi. After that is the bracha of mizonos on other grain products, then the bracha of hagafen on wine. After that, ha'etz and ha'adama. And the lowest order is in the order of making brachos is shahakol. So it's a similar idea here by the brachos of reach. Let's see halacha yud. Mugmar on incense. Tehainu shenesimim besamim al gecholim, that one puts spices, fragrances on gecholim, on coals. Sheyale reachto, that should make a good smell, that he actually burns these fragrances to emit a nice smell. At what point would one make the bracha? Mevarchen olav mishiyal ha'ashan. We make the bracha on it when it starts smoking. when the smoke starts to ascend. Kodim shiyagia lo hareach, before he starts smelling it, before the smell reaches him. We want to get a point where the smell is imminently coming, but he hasn't smelled it yet. The Kitzur says, Kamol b'chol birkas hanenin, like any bracha made on a hana, on an enjoyment, you make the bracha before the enjoyment comes. So if the smell is about to come, we want to make the bracha before the smell actually reaches his senses. Avalo yivarech kodem sh'ola ha'ashan, however, he should not make the bracha before the smoke starts to ascend, before it starts smoking. Tebe'inen bracha somach lahana, because we need to have a case where the bracha is close to the time the hana is about to happen. If it hasn't smoked yet, then the hana, the enjoyment, is not imminent. It's too far removed from the time he made the bracha. He should wait until the smoke is starting to ascend. At that point, the hana, the enjoyment, will be imminent. Then he could make the bracha. So the ideal time is when it's smoking, but he hasn't actually enjoyed the smell. Then he should make the bracha. That's imminently right before the enjoyment. The Mishnah Berurah says, if either he made the bracha before the smoke started to ascend, before it started smoking, as long as he wasn't mafsik, as long as he hasn't made an interruption by saying something between the bracha and the smell, even though he made the bracha before the smoke started to ascend, but the avad after the fact, that would be a good bracha. Also, even if he started to smell the smell, the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as he's still enjoying the smell, even though he actually started smelling it, he should still make the bracha if he's planning on smelling more, and then make the bracha on that later smell that he's going to smell. But ideally, he should make the bracha when it starts smoking before he actually starts smelling it. Let's see the continuation of the kitzur. Im hamugmar humin eitz. If the incense is from spices that come from a tree, mevarech atze b'samim, he makes the bracha atze b'samim, because the source of these spices being burnt is the tree. He makes the bracha bari atze b'samim. The im shalesev, if the source of these spices is from vegetation, from herbs, isvei v'samim, he makes the bracha bari isvei v'samim. The imshal sha'arminim, if it's coming from other types of fragrances, bari mine b'samim, he makes the bracha bari mine b'samim. Whatever the source of the spices is, even though it's getting burnt up and getting, so to speak, destroyed in the process of the burning, but because the source of the spice is from an eitz, he makes atze b'samim, from a vegetation, he makes isve b'samim, and from other sources, he makes bari mine b'samim. The kitzur continues, v'davka kishe megamer b'shvil l'hariach. This is specifically talking where he used the mugmar, he smoked the mugmar, the incense, for the sake of smelling. He's burning this incense because he wants to have a nice smell. Avamashima ashnin b'shvil levatel hasirchon. However, if he's smoking up incense to take away a bad smell, to get rid of a bad smell, he wants to cover it with this nicer smell of the incense. Keder shenosnim b'samim etzel ha-mesim. Like one would put fragrances near a corpse, he wants to mask the rotting smell of the corpse, so he wants to burn spices or fragrances next to the corpse. Eim avarchan olav klal. One would not make a bracha on that type of an incense because it's just to cover a bad smell. The Shulchan Aruch mentions a similar case. Let's say one would put spices, fragrances in a bathroom to mask the odors in the bathroom. He wants to mask that with a nicer smell of a fragrance. That fragrance is not used for the nice smell inherently. It's just used to mask a bad smell. Such a fragrance would not have a bracha. There would be no bracha on a fragrance to mask a bad smell. Let's see halacha yud aleph. V'chein kol davar she'ino omid lahariach. Similarly, if the spices or fragrances aren't anything which is not used for smelling. It's not designated for the sake of smelling. It's not meant for smelling in this stage. Just like one does not make a bracha on spices or fragrances that are used to cover a bad smell. Also, even if ultimately these fragrances are meant to be smelled, but in this stage, they're not meant to be smelled. What's the example? The Kitzer says, "Kigon b'samim hamunachem b'cheder l'schara." Let's say you'd have fragrances that are left in a room for a merchandise. It's in a storehouse. It's being stored there, ultimately to be sold. At this point, it's not on the retail level yet. It's just being held there for storage. These spices are not meant to be smelled. They're meant to be just held there until the time comes to sell them. Because they're put in a storehouse, that's not called that the besamim, that the fragrances are used for smelling. We look at them as fragrances that are used for merchandise, for business. That's not considered fragrances that are used for smelling. Therefore, he would not make a bracha on these fragrances in the storehouse. The Kitzur continues, V'chin mugmar shemegamrin boes hakelim. Also, incense used to give a smell to clothing. That the purpose of the mugmar of the incense is to give a scent to the garment. It's not being burned for the sake of the smell inherently. It's just used to add a smell to these garments. The Kitzur explains, "Shlonase lahariach ba'atzmo." It's not made. It's not being used to inherently to smell this incense. One is not burning the incense to smell it. Rather, he wants to give a nice smell to his clothing. So where the purpose of the burning of the incense is not for itself, rather for some other purpose, like giving a smell to the clothing, ein mevarchin aleihem, one would not make a bracha on them. Af al pi shehu miskaven lahariach, even though he intends to smell it, he wants to inhale this smell of the incense to enjoy it, because the purpose of the burning of the incense was not for the sake of its reach, not for the sake of its smell. It was rather just to add a nice smell to these clothes. And also the case where the besamim, the fragrances, are being held in a storehouse, where at this point they're not intended to be smelled, rather they're just being held for business purposes. All these cases, one would not make a bracha on the besamim on these fragrances. Let's see halacha yud beis. Hanichnas letoch chonas shal besamim. Someone enters a store where fragrances are sold. Oh, apotheker, or he enters a pharmacy, a place where spices, fragrances are ground for medicine. V'niskavin lahariach, and he intended to smell them. Mevorech boriminei b'samim. He makes the bracha boriminei b'samim when he goes to that store, the fragrance store or the pharmacy. Ki b'samim shebechanos omdim lahariach. Because spices in a store, the intention of making available those smells is that people should smell them. The fragrances in a store are omid lahariach. They are intended for smelling. The owner of the store, the proprietor, wants that people should smell the smell of these fragrances, and they should buy them. Meaning, when a store owner displays fragrances in a store, it's not merely intended that people should come in and buy them. Rather, there's an element here of trying to entice people to buy by smelling them. Because the intention of a store owner by displaying fragrances is that people should smell them, that will interest them in buying these fragrances. Therefore, any fragrances in the store on the retail level, where buyers are coming into the store, that's considered omid lahariach. It's intended for people smelling the fragrance. As opposed to the case in Halacha Yud Aleph, where it's just in the storehouse, the fragrances in the storehouse are not omid lahariach, that's not intended for smelling, but the fragrances in the retail store where people are coming in, that's intended that people should smell it, that, to entice them to buy them. And therefore, one would make a bracha on the besamim in a store. There's a difficulty here that the kitzur mentioned two cases. One was a store where they smell fragrances, where the intention of the fragrances is to entice people to buy them, and therefore one would make a bracha on that case. But the second case he mentions is in a pharmacy. Now, the difficulty, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a commentary called the Misgeres HaShulchan, where he asks this question on earlier authorities. He mentioned this case of the pharmacy, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ah Halacha talks about this also. That in a pharmacy, one could definitely argue the intention is not to smell the spices. The intention of making fragrances in a pharmacy is just to create medicine. It's not for the sake of anybody smelling it. Why is a fragrance in a pharmacy considered amid l'ariach? Why is that considered it's intended for smelling? If it's in a retail store, so the store owner wants people should come in and smell it and therefore buy the besom and buy the fragrances. So that's called amid l'ariach, it's intended for smelling. But why is the fragrance in a pharmacy considered that it's intended for smelling? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe even in a pharmacy, because there are people that will purchase these medicines, the idea is that the owner of the pharmacy wants people to smell what's going on in his pharmacy. And when they have a choice where to buy the medicines, they'll buy it in his pharmacy because they already smell that there's fragrance there. And that will anything which is done in a business context where it's enticing people to come by there, even though it's a pharmacy, you could argue that the proprietor of the pharmacy wants people to buy from his pharmacy. That's why he wants people to smell his besomim, to smell his fragrances. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah adds that if the besomim, if the fragrances in the pharmacy are in bottles, if they're not out in the open, one should not make a bracha on them, like we're going to see in Halacha Yud Gimel. If the besomim, if the fragrances are not begili, they're not opened, but they're covered over by something, or he removed the besom, if he removed the fragrance and just the residual smell is there, one would not make a bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah makes the argument that if the fragrances in the pharmacy are in bottles, one would not make a bracha on them because one is not smelling the actual spices, but just the residual effect of them being in the air. And therefore, in such a case, if the fragrances in the pharmacy are bottled, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one would not make a bracha on them. Let's see the continuation of the kitzur. Nichnas v'yotze, nichnas v'yotze. What if the person is going in and out from this store? Let's say the store where the fragrances are being sold. So he came in, he left, and he comes back in again. Does he need to make a new bracha? Imhaya datu mitchila. If he intended originally, when he went to the store, he was going to leave and come back, eino tzorach levarich. He does not need to make a new bracha. If someone went to the store intending to leave and come back, he does not need a new bracha when he comes back. V'im hisiach da'ato. If he diverted his attention, if he intended to leave the store, he did not intend to come back. And then later, he changed his mind or had reason to come back to the store without originally intending for that. So if he removed his intention from coming back to the store, then later at some future point he came back. Or if he left and he was out for a long time, it wasn't shortly after that he left that he came back, but rather he did some other activity, even though he knew eventually he was going to come back to the store. But if it wasn't imminent that when he left he was going to come back, he did some other activity for a while. Or he went to a different store to smell the fragrance in a different fragrance store. He must make a bracha every time he goes into the new store, or if he left for a while, for his one merubah, then came back to the original store, he would need to make a new bracha when he came back. So the distinction the kitzur is making here is that if one made the bracha on the fragrance in the store, if he left with the intention to come back imminently, he would not need to make a new bracha. If he didn't intend to come back, or he knew he would be a while before he came back, or he went to a new store, then he would need to make a new bracha. There's a question here, which could be asked in this halacha. We had in Simen Nun a discussion of the halachas of Shinui Makom. When one changes the place where he's having the benefit from the food. The halacha in Shinui Makom, in one changing the place where he's eating, is the following. This is discussed in Simen Nun, halachos Yud Gimel, until the end of the Simen in halacha Tazayim. That if the person made the bracha on something like bread, where he had to come back to that place because the bread needs a bracha achrona, one needs to make the bracha after the bread in that place. If he's forced to come back to that venue because of the nature of the food that he ate there, like bread that needs a bracha achrona, needs benching in his place, that is not called Shinui Makom. That's not called like he changed his venue if he stepped out from the place he was eating bread, because he's forced to come back because of the bracha achrona, because of the bracha afterwards. However, let's say the bracha is something like on a fruit or a vegetable or a shahakol, something that does not require a bracha achrona in its place, a food that does not require the bracha achrona in the place it was eaten. If one changed the place he was eating, let's say he was eating apples in his house, and he leaves his house, he wants to eat more apples, because he does not need to make a bar nefashos in any specific place. He's not bound to come back to his house to make the bracha on those apples. Therefore, you'd have a shinui makom of the new apples he eats in the new venue. Or if it's a drink that doesn't require a bracha in his place, he's drinking juice or soda in his house, and then he leaves, that would be called a shinui makom. That would be called like he changed his venue. And therefore, it would require a new bracha in the place where he left, even if he came back to his original place. If he left and came back, if he was eating, let's say, fruits, vegetables, drinks, anything that does not require bracha achrona in the original place, that would be called shinui makom. It would be called like he changed his venue. It would need a new bracha if he left and came back. So the question that the achronim, later authorities, ask over here is that these fragrances, he made a bracha on when he was in the store. Now he leaves and comes back. So why is that not a shinui makom? There's nothing binding him to come back to the store. He's not bound to come back to the store. He decided, he plans on coming back to the store. There's nothing binding him to coming back. So why is that not considered to be a shinui makom? Why is it not considered to be a change of venue when he leaves the store and comes back, that he should need to make a new bracha, even if he planned on coming back imminently? He should need to make a new bracha if he leaves the store and comes back. That's the question posed by some achronim, some of the later commentators. So the Magen Avraham, in his comments in Siman Reish Yud Zayin, these halachas in the Shulchan Aruch, he says the following answer. When does one have the halachas of Shinui Makom, that if he changed his place, he needs to make a new bracha, that the chepetz, the object he made the bracha on, is not here anymore? Let's say he's eating an apple. He ate the apple. The apple he ate he ate it. It's not here anymore. He wants to eat a second apple. So the object that the bracha is going on, the original bracha was on apple number one. That apple is not here anymore. He ate it. Apple number two needs a new bracha because there's a shinui makom. He changed his place. The apples do not require a bracha achrona in the original place. Therefore, when he leaves after the first apple, even if he comes back for a second apple, that would require a new bracha, a new ha'etz on the apples. As opposed to besom by fragrances, the fragrances are still here. They haven't been used up. The same fragrance that he made the bracha on is still here. So the Magen Avraham makes the argument, if the actual chefetz, the actual object, is still here, that fragrance he made the bracha on is still here, that's not subject to the halachas of shinui makom, of a change of venue, and therefore, if he leaves and comes back, he would not need a new bracha. In the case the Kitzur mentions, where he goes to another store, that definitely would require a new bracha, because he's making a bracha on different spices. But if the spices he made the bracha on, if he left and came back to smell the same spices, because it's the same item that he originally made the bracha on, that would not be subject to the halachas of shinui makom. That's one answer that the Magen Avraham suggests, why there's no shinui makom, why there's no halachas of a change of venue on these fragrances. Let's see halacha Yud Gimel. Reach she'en lo iker. a fragrance that has no physical object that it's emanating from, that the tangible object that it emanated from is removed, kigon bigodim shehin mugmarim, like clothing that was smoked to absorb the spice of incense. One burned incense, it got absorbed into the clothes. Now the incense is not here. The fire died down, the coals are not burning anymore, so that smell entered into the begadim, entered into the clothes, but there's no actual item that's emanating smell right now. So clothes that absorb the fragrance, the Kitzer gives other examples, Oshahayu b'samim munachim v'kli, or if you had fragrances that were left inside a receptacle, they call it reach, and it absorbed the smell. You have a holder, you have a spice holder, and the spices were removed, but that spice holder now still has some of the smell from the spices that used to be inside of it. V'chin ha-memashmish be'esrogim o b'shar peros ha-merichim. In a similar fashion, if one was touching an esrog or some other fruit which gives off a nice smell, v'nishar biyado o bevigdo reach, it remains on his hands or his clothing, the fragrance of that esrog, ein mevarchan olav. One would not make a bracha on that reach, on that fragrance, because the fragrance has been removed. The spices or the esrog, the fruit which gives off the fragrance, is not physically here. Even though there's some residual smell, one would not make a bracha on that smell. That's not considered to be a strong enough smell, a choshever, a significant enough smell to make a bracha on. So a practical example of this would be a person's esrog box. He leaves the esrog inside the box and it absorbs the smell of the esrog. And there is a question about making a bracha on the esrog itself during the Yom Tov of Sukkos. That's mentioned briefly in this siman in Halacha Beis, but let's say it's after Sukkos. So the esrog box, which absorbed the smell of the esrog, one would not make a bracha on that if the esrog is not there, if the physical esrog is not there, just because there's a residual smell from the esrog being there, one would not make a bracha on that smell. Let's see Halacha Yudalid. B'siman Kuf Nun Beis Sif Yud Yivuar, in that place, Kuf Nun Beis 152 in Sif Yud Halacha Yud Yivuar will be explained there. The Asur LaHariach BeBesamim Shal Isha, it's forbidden to smell the fragrances on a woman. A woman who is forbidden to this person, it's not his wife. There's a concept of harchaka from arayas, distancing oneself from getting close to a woman who's forbidden to him. He shouldn't engage in any frivolous behavior with a woman who's forbidden to him. So part of the behavior which one should distance himself from engaging in a woman who's forbidden from him is to intentionally smell the fragrances that she's wearing. The Mishnah Berurah adds, even his own wife, if his own wife is forbidden to him, let's say she would be a nida, also one should not intentionally smell the fragrances that his own wife is wearing if now she's forbidden to him. The Kitzur continues. The Besimen Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Zayin, Yivuar, we'll explain over there, Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Zayin, Da'asa L'Hariach, Bereach Shenase, Alavadus Kochavim. It's forbidden to smell the smell which is made for the sake of idol worship, any smell which is generated for the sake of idol worship, it's forbidden to smell. Certainly it's forbidden to make a bracha on them. Not only can one not make a bracha on the smell used in the made for idol worship or emanating from a woman's fragrance, not only is it forbidden to make a bracha, but even to actually smell these smells is forbidden because of the prohibition of getting close to this erva, to this forbidden woman, and the prohibition of smelling the smell of Avodah Zarah. So that concludes the discussion of Birkas HaReach, the brachos on fragrances.